midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday. Got an hour of Browns talk in front of us. Much to discuss regarding the continued search for a new head coach for the Browns. Bernie Kosar, the quarterback, will be in the house to help talk about that. We'll also take a look at the tight end position in our continuing series of positional reviews from the 2012 season. And Mr. Kosar will break that down with us as well, taking a look at the contributions of Ben Watson, Jordan Cameron, and company, what we thought about all that. What's the latest on the coaching search? Well, if you're following everything in media, social media, whatever, the reports are that the Browns are looking, or at least inquiring, about what's on the mind of Mark Trestman. He is the Montreal Alouettes coach, has won a couple of Grey Cup titles there. And it's also being reported that Bruce Arians, the offensive coordinator for the Colts, is on the list of folks that the Browns are looking to interview. And I think through this whole process, you know, this is about targeting people that have those qualities that we heard Jimmy Haslam state that he wants in a head coach. Strong leadership, tough-mindedness to work in a tough environment, detail-oriented, precise in everything he does. Those, and I think when you formulate that kind of list and say that's the kind of guy we're after, you know the profile, then I think it makes the process, I'm going to use for the sake of a better term, easier, because it's not an easy process. But I think it, just like when you go into a game with a game plan, when you've got an idea of exactly what you want to do, you're prepared for this, then I think you come out, you're going to only pick one guy when it's all done. You're going to come out with someone that you feel good about. And keeping in mind that through this whole thing that we have seen so far, what we've seen is 7 teams that we know of started this process with openings. Coaching change list could change. There's still some pending situations, Jacksonville being one of them. We'll see what else might materialize. Carolina said they are going to keep Ron Rivera, but Mike Mularkey in Jacksonville, that's up in the air. But it's 5 now, right? After Andy Reid hired by Kansas City, and after Doug Marrone, the former Syracuse coach, hired by the Buffalo Bills and introduced by them yesterday. But it's still 5, and it's telling me, and it's telling a lot of folks, I think, who watch this thing closely, that the pool, the field, you know, there's no, it's not necessarily the case that the people the Browns are looking at, and we, let's, you know, in the celebrated case or whatever, the much publicized case, I don't know if it was celebrated, the much publicized case of Chip Kelly over the weekend, that was multiple teams. And Philadelphia was another of them. Buffalo apparently was another of them. But in each of these cases, you know, you don't know for sure if you're dealing with candidates that other folks have on their lists. You can read reports that say other people besides the Browns, for instance, could be interested in Bruce Arians. Mark Trestman's name has been on coaching want lists or potential head coaching lists for a long time. And the fact that he surfaces as someone that the Browns potentially have interest in tells me that it's not just because he's been on these lists before, it's because the team would feel, again, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner would feel that he possesses those qualities. Okay, that list we talked about. Strong leadership being the first one. He said that one succinctly at that news conference a week ago yesterday, the owner of the Browns did. So I think those are the things to keep in mind as we talk about this, that if you're consistent with what you're looking for, then I think the result will be a favorable one. You'll get your man. And it's not necessarily a case of saying, oh, we're settling for this guy because we couldn't get that guy. It's competitive. We know it's competitive. Yeah. The fact that there are now at least four other teams trying to do what the Browns are trying to do makes it that way. But it doesn't mean that the Browns have any less reason to feel good about their chances. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the Browns are limited in any way about what they're doing and pursuing, or that this is some kind of an eye-opener or an awakening for Jimmy Haslam as a new owner, because I don't think it is. And the time he spent with the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though it was in a minority ownership role, he wasn't at the forefront of the organizational decisions necessarily like hirings, and the Steelers certainly haven't done a whole lot of that, but he's gotten a close-up look at the business of the NFL. This is there's a lot new that he's seeing for sure as the owner, as the majority owner of a team, but he's not brand new to this in the classic sense of someone going from another business, in his case the ownership of all these the national truck stop chain, to the NFL. I don't think there's a rude awakening, and I'm not speaking for him, and maybe he'll say otherwise the next time he addresses this subject publicly. But and with Joe Banner at his side, with 19 years of NFL experience at the Eagles at his side, I just think the there are no real surprises per se. And it's still about a people business and a judgment business. And oh yeah, he can offer and pay, I'm pretty sure, the kind of money that would be as competitive as anybody offering these opportunities to coaches, probably more so than in other cases. That's my guess. No one's given me a look at the books or the finances or what's available here. But I'm gonna go out on a limb on that one. All right, we are getting this thing rolling, and in about 2 minutes, we're gonna bring aboard the quarterback. We're gonna bring aboard Bernie Kosar and get his thoughts on this coaching search. And I'm gonna ask him. I want to ask him about Mark Trestman. He knows that guy very well. Be nice to get some breakdown of what that guy's about. They go back together many years. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings, voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, and every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no-charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge, and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Tammy, I just saw this amazing story on TV about how green coffee beans can help people lose weight.
I saw it too. They said green coffee beans can reduce fat storage in the body.
This is the weight loss miracle we've been waiting for.
Finally, there's a safe and natural way to improve your weight loss success. Green coffee bean extract, and only New Vitality's green coffee bean extract, has an added ingredient clinically shown to improve your body shape and support lean body mass.
When I add New Vitality green coffee bean extract to my diet and workouts, I'm finally going to see the results I want.
I can't wait to try it and see the difference.
Try New Vitality's green coffee bean extract, absolutely risk-free. Just call 1-800-489-1319. Hurry, today's risk-free offer is a limited time only. Just call 1-800-489-1319. That's 1-800-489-1319. Call 1-800-489-1319.
Back with you on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here. Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Makes his weekly visit with us, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. And, Bernie, it has been a fascinating kind of, weekend, but now a couple of days, with regard to the Browns coaching search still ongoing. And I know you got a lot of thoughts because you know very well a lot of the names that are involved in this process, some even better than others. But let's talk about kind of the latest that have been reported. Again, the team's not putting anything out there or confirming one way or the other who they're talking to. And I know even though we see names that are reported, there are conversations I'm strongly believing that are going on with people that haven't been made public. But let's talk about some of the ones that are up there. And most recently, we've heard about a guy I know you know very well, Mark Trestman, going back with him all the way to your days at the University of Miami. And then he, as a quarterback's coach, he was a quarterback's coach here with the Browns with you, 88, 89, when you guys went to the AFC Championship game. He's got a lot of credentials and a multiple Grey Cup winner in his current gig as head coach of the Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, it's I guess a sign of our age that, one, you know so many of the people, and two, so many of the things he's accomplished. I mean, the last time the Raiders were relevant, he took a 40-year-old Rich Gannon, a 41-year-old Jerry Rice, a 39-year-old Tim Brown, took them to the Super Bowl, I think against Tampa, in like the 2000 range. Jake Plummer, the only time he won a playoff game, he took him to Dallas, and they, as offensive coordinator, they beat the Cowboys. Coach Steve Young, obviously myself, Vinny Testaverde, then with Bill Walsh, with Bud Grant. He's got a lot of experience. He's the guy who, philosophically and fundamentally, how I approached the game and I learned the game came from Mark sitting down with me as a redshirt freshman in 1982 down in Miami. And it's interesting, and respect to Mark and respect to Mark, Don Shula, Bear Bryant, and Coach Snellenberger, who that was their kind of offense. And it's interesting today that the stuff that those guys ran and Coach Trestman taught me, the fundamentals of the game almost three decades ago, still stand up and are predominant in our game today.
You know, one of the things, and you and I talk a lot of football, not only on the air, but off the air and between these appearances, we discuss a lot of things about this game, and I love when you get into the total, you get immersed in the whole concept of how offensive football, how the passing game evolves. And one of the things I remember you talking about with Mark Trestman is being such a stickler and I know, because I know you are too, about route running, and that if you had to define, and it's interesting because of all the things you could tell me about him in the way he coached you technically from the time you were a collegiate quarterback through your pro career, the first thing you zeroed in on is how he coaches or what he stresses with wide receivers and their route running. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's to me, it's such a beautiful thing, and it's I find it somewhat interesting in the dichotomy maybe of my life where that such attention, the detail of route running, of being a receiver, how he Mark Trestman, the Bill Belichicks, the Nick Sabans, Coach Trestman, myself, get so immersed in how there's a specific fundamental way you must do it, yet in our own personal lives we won't pay attention to our bank account or our money or anything else that's going on. But my God, if a receiver isn't pressing the outside technique and outside hip of the defensive back, right, as he's trying to get upfield and not trying to turn his hips and getting into his feet as he's trying to fake like he's making a deep run and break out on a comeback, his life is not going to be very fun that day, that receiver, because the way we want to coach routes and the attention, the detail, it's so imperatively important, at least in my mind, to be successful at any level of football, but especially this level. And I actually think, and no disrespect to anybody else or any other systems or coaches, but I think sometimes in the NFL, with the great athleticism that we see, sometimes in a long season especially, you don't get some coaches who are real sticklers for the discipline of your techniques, of your assignments, and how to be fundamentally sound and run routes or block or be a quarterback, and how fluid your five-step drop is, and you're throwing the skinny post on five without a hitch with your trunk and everything underneath you. So you do that time after time in January, February, March, April, May, June, take a little time off in July. Then you hit training camp, and you're going to do a time in and time out where muscle memory, it becomes second nature to you.
Bernie Kosar in the house, as he regularly is on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, and again, we bring these up because, again, this is what's been reported, talked about. Bruce Arians' name is mentioned as someone that the Browns are interested or were planning to or are planning to talk with, the offensive coordinator, although he spent most of this past season as the interim head coach of the Indianapolis Colts while Chuck Pagano was battling leukemia. And Arians himself misses the playoff game, the wild card game, this against Baltimore on Sunday because he's hospitalized. He had been dealing with a severe case of the flu, and I guess, you know, from all indications, he's recovered from that and now healthy and ready, I think, to go about the process of pursuing a head coaching job, something he really wants. In reference to Arians and in reference to Trestman, and maybe as opposed to the first hot name that this team was all over this past weekend, Chip Kelly from Oregon, you know, the type of guy who would come in here, especially with these offensive backgrounds, it's gonna have a tremendous impact on the future, you would think, of Brandon Whedon. Because number one, if you think about the whole Chip Kelly, that whole speedy read option type of offense that has the quarterback moving quite a bit, that's not his cup of tea physically. And I don't think you don't have to know football that well to figure that out. But someone else like a Trestman, maybe an Arians too, when you think about the success he had with an Andrew Luck, who I know is pretty athletic, but mostly the big in the pocket kind of guy that I think that we see Whedon to be. There's a different dynamic. Brandon Whedon's future as a Brown maybe gets impacted tremendously depending on who gets hired here.
Well, absolutely correct. And let's first say that Coach Arians and the job he did under the circumstances in Indianapolis this past year was fantastic. And I actually tweeted before the game, but that team overcame so much and during the year, and to come from the worst team in the league with the first pick to get a rookie quarterback, albeit a future superstar and probably a current superstar,
right,
and make that leap into the playoffs was phenomenal. But they'd had so much emotion. And then for Bruce, to Coach Arians, to be sick and actually miss the game, and Clyde Christensen had to call the plays, that was absolutely too much for them to overcome. And Baltimore, you know, really put it to them, in the game.
Right.
But you're exactly right as it pertains. And this is true probably of any probably quarterback, but, yeah, the Chip Kelly system, even though Brandon said, hey, he could run that system, that's absolutely taking him in the wrong direction of, I think, what he's best suited to do. And, yeah, maybe he can get away with some of that stuff, but dropping back and throwing the deep balls, the skinny post, the comebacks, the square end, the 20-yard square ends, teams are doing that now, the deep over routes. A lot of teams are doing it. A lot of teams are having success with it. And that goes back to, again, stuff I was taught in the early 80s by some phenomenal legendary coaches, that you must threaten the field deep. You must go deep. And the rules, even more so three decades later, are set up even more for that. And with Brandon Wheaton's arm and some of the things that I think he's capable of doing, and some of the things we have with young, big 6'3 receivers, 220, 225 running, 4.45s running, 4.5 40s, I think they're really set up to take advantage and do those type of things. And the type of coach like a Bruce Arians, who's a vertical throwing guy, like a Mark Trestman, who believes in 2 to 3 times a quarter throwing a deep ball, that ends up being 12 to 15 times a game. And that type of mentality, I think, is with a good, strong line and running game, and with Trent Richardson, we're pretty much set up to teach our young guys how to evolve into stuff like that.
And that's really what's needed for the next step in Brandon Wheaton's career, I think, is to have much more of that attention to detail to the technical part of his game. I think and this is not casting any aspersions on the coaches that he had as a rookie, but I, you know, you would look at pretty much how this team operated, and it was a lot of, you know, good play calling ideas and concepts. And I think you've got to do both. You've got to call good plays to take advantage of what your opponent's strengths and weaknesses are. But you also can't forget, and I'm not saying that's even happened, but it's probably easier to spend a little less time on the mechanical part of developing a quarterback than it is to, in that limited week that you get, to look at tape and look at the defense and say, we can beat that, we can exploit this, we can go after that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know this is only an hour show, and I don't get the whole hour, and I know we got to do commercials.
I'll give you another segment, though, but go ahead.
I could talk for hours on that point and that question, and you're exactly right. It's not to cast dispersions on any other staff or any other systems or any other way of doing things, because in different people have had different successes doing it different ways. But something that core has stood up over time throughout football, and I still believe today, is predominantly to be successful and will continue to be, is not, guys tend to, and I don't want to oversimplify this, but to your point, go into two categories. They come up with plays, and you're going to run plays, and we're going to beat defenses. And there's another group, which I fall into, of let's coach up the ways to do certain things. Let's find out what you do good, and we're going to find guys actually who want to go deep, who could throw it deep, who understand how to do those principles and teach them good, sound technique, whether it's the tight end running routes, the receiver running routes, the back and his exact steps, down to the exact step, and specifically to the quarterback. How his sense of timing, how his sense of mechanics is, and you teach him, like we said earlier in the show, January, February, March, April, May, June, take some time off in July, then training camp, and you're throwing the seams, you're throwing against cover two fades, you're throwing comebacks versus press coverage, you're practicing the fade stop throw, you're throwing post patterns, skinny posts at a five-step drop. You're throwing bombs off of working the technique and getting the DB's hips turned. And when his hips are turned, you get into his feet, and then you burst by him, and you throw that time and time again. And then you say to your guys and to the other defenses when you play, this is what we do, and you can't stop me. Because I believe in it. I believe in the receivers. I've done it so much that you make them stop you as opposed to coming up with plays to kind of trick them and beat defenses. You know, right. you work on stuff and you do what you do best and you make other teams beat you with things you can do.
You're right. We could have done the whole hour and maybe more on that. But I'll tell you what we will do, because that's fantastic breakdown, and we love it, and we appreciate it. I do want you back for another segment, because we're going to talk about the tight ends and their performance in 2012. I thought one of the interesting positions to look back on, and we'll have you come back to do that. He is Bernie Kosar, the legendary one, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. That's too quick to Steak and Lube.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Now you can help silence your cough with a lozenge that has the power of Delsym. Introducing Delsym Cough Relief Plus Soothing Action Lozenges. The only lozenge with the power of Delsym that quiets coughs and relieves sore throats. This way you'll feel a whole lot better. Try it. Delsym lozenges are available in two great flavors, honey lemon and sugar-free cherry. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Delsym Silence is relief. Use as directed.
Hey golfers, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card, backed by popular demand. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. The ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card includes golf at Little Mountain, Fowler's Mill, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. Purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card at ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. Cart fees not included, quantities are limited, some restrictions apply.
Tonight, Justified is back with an all-new season.
I think it's the first time I had a gun pointed at me.
No, it'll be your last.
Justified, season premiere, tonight at 10, only on FX.
Check out the newest Lady Jane's haircuts for men in Willoughby. It's on Euclid Avenue, just east of 350 5th Street. Get an unbelievable haircut from an experienced and beautiful stylist for just $10. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
Do you need cash fast? Have you even considered one of those two-week payday advance loans because you think there's no other option? Well, here's some good news. Western Sky Financial can lend you up to $10,000, even if your credit's not perfect, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. We can loan you up to $10,000 with just your signature and some simple paperwork. It's fast and easy, and there's no collateral required. Yes, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you can get enough cash to take care of some bills and and have enough left to make a difference. And you can make monthly payments or repay at any time because there's never a charge for paying your loan back early. So if you need up to $10,000 by tomorrow, call Western Sky at 855-759-1224. That's 855-759-1224.
Subject to credit approval. Western Sky is owned by an individual member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and is a Native American business operating within the exterior boundaries of the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation.
That's 855-759-1224.
Hi, this is Jabal Sheridan. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have another segment with Bernie Kosar. So fortunate to have him with us to talk now about the tight ends on this team, Bernie, from 2012. And the position, interestingly, I think the first place I would start is that the Browns offense circa 2012 made more use of the position than in 2011. It looked like more opportunities. Ben Watson, who was the best of the group and the most productive of the group, I mean, but got more chances to catch the football in this offense this past season.
Yeah, the tight end position is something that actually, too, both the guys that I liked with Watson and Cameron, as the season went on, especially Ben Watson, who's been around a while, you know, and sometimes people think maybe he's old, but he actually got better as the year went on, and I think that the comfort with Brandon and him in particular was really evident at the end of towards the final quarter of the season, and to see that materialize, I think is something that's really good. And you know, the stuff on Jordan Cameron, some of the stuff we said in the last segment, really, really pertains to both tight ends, but him in particular, being a basketball player, not really playing a ton of football in his life, his upside is so much. And to learn some of these basic principles of route running and is something I think that only is going to help him, because I think both of them have that kind of innate ability to want to get better and to want to win and to want to make plays, and they started showing that as the year went on.
Yeah, and you know, well, let's focus first on Watson, because like you said, an older guy, and I know he feels a sense of uncertainty about his future. His contract is up, so you know that has to all be worked out, etc. But as you look at him, I saw a player who, first of all, was the best and most dependable receiver, obviously, of the tight end group, one of the more dependable on the entire team. Still looks like he can run past linebackers and find, you know, knows not only physically do that, Bernie, but knows his way, because he takes great care of himself, knows his way around the secondary to find those seams, which is so critical. And you hit it on the head, too. Brandon Whedon, as a quarterback, was someone who could deliver the ball to him, and that to him was, I'm sure, probably seen as much as he had a rapport and worked well enough with Colt McCoy in 2011. I think there was just more opportunity for him as Brandon Whedon got more comfortable with things to have a quarterback who could get him the ball this past season, too.
Yeah, and it's not a shot on Colt to say he couldn't get him the ball, but Brandon's, you know, even myself, in my prime, my arm wasn't like Brandon Wheaton's. It's, God doesn't create as many, that many people that have that type of right arm.
Right.
And the stuff he's able to do with it, and he's starting to get his touch a little better, as evident by how he's thrown to the tight end, because a lot of those throws in that 12 to 20 range, 22 range, require a little bit of touch to him. And you could see Ben Watson has kind of that little gift, not only with the way he keeps himself in shape, but how he's really a mismatch on the linebackers, and he's able to kind of find those soft spots in zones, but then eat up linebackers and get himself open at the proper time with his body and positioning and route running to get himself open. And Brandon, especially, again, not to reiterate it, but as the season went on, those two probably felt as comfortable as anybody together pitching and catching the football.
And Jordan Cameron, you could see him coming along as a young talent, but I think still so much for him to learn. It seemed like he was getting it more in terms of how to run routes, how to position himself against defenders, and again, really good hands, good athleticism. Like Watson, not a blocking guy, not that he's not going to give you that completeness at the tight end position. And really, if anything, I almost see him even more as an H-back. I see him as a guy who you utilize, you know, as about as close to a receiver hybrid tight end as anybody.
Well, this position, and again, it goes back to the last segment, just like we were talking about Brandon Wheaton and the type of head coach that comes in and how imperative it is to his development and his success and ability to be successful, that system that comes in, it's very important to Brandon Wheaton if he's going to be successful, because in certain systems, he can be more successful than others. I think that's incredibly also true with the tight ends. If you're going to go with a Rex Ryan smash them and run type thing, both our tight ends are going to have miserable existences, having to get down there and consistently block. If you put both of our tight ends in the Green Bay North Turner type system, you know, where they're running routes more times than blocking, you know, that's something that they would like even more. Typically, teams are in the middle of them. So if you're not the best blocker, the first thing, both of them probably need a little bit of weight. And as Ozzie Newsome did at the end of his career, you know, understanding angles, understanding body position, understanding how to use your hands and your trunk, and just getting yourself in right positions by using angles and quickness, you could do enough in the running game. And I like to see both of those guys kind of take a page from Ozzie's thing, because Ozzie was more of a route runner,
right,
but he figured out a way to use his positioning and quickness to at least kind of get in the way and do enough to do help in the running game. And then in the passing game, where they both could be dominant, especially Jordan Cameron,
yeah,
with his basketball skills, I'd love to see him take a page out of where I coached Jimmy Graham up down in New Orleans when he was deciding whether to play basketball or become a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Cameron more reminds me of some of the skills that Jimmy Graham has as a taller guy with good vertical, phenomenal hands. And the basketball thing actually teaches you body position,
right,
boxing out for rebounds. And Jordan has that type stuff. And you could actually don't need to be afraid to actually use that on the football field when running routes, because offensive guys are actually allowed to make contact with the defensive guys. You tend to get some calls, but being bigger than almost all the safeties, and definitely all the DB, so the nickel and the dime guy in the third down or second and long type package, he's going to be significantly bigger than.
Yeah.
Using body position is one way to get yourself open, and another is the thing we talked about in the last segment. The same thing really applies to receivers, and Jordan hasn't done a lot of it, so I really like his upside with it, and I like his ability to want to be coached and his ability to kind of want to get better, because those are two really important characteristics in a player that, you know, wants to get better, wants to be coached, wants to learn. And if you learn some of the techniques that we're talking about in route running, you could also use that in the slot, in the seams, as the H-back, because the H-back and the two tight ends, you see what Coach Belichick is doing in New England with Hernandez and Kronk. You know, you got two guys in the H-back, and they're doing creative things, and, you know, there's an opportunity for both of those guys actually to be on the field at the same time.
Sure.
Jordan, I think he will take his game to the next level with, again, I don't want to keep repeating the months. I feel like it's a school lesson for second graders talking, but those three to five months of day in and day out practice and that stuff, then you get to training camp and you got a month of it. I really think we're going to see really good things from him if he keeps on that timeline.
Yes, Professor Kozar, absolutely. and just to recap, Watson, 49 receptions. That was fourth on the team. It led the tight ends, of course, 501 yards, 10.2 yards per catch average. He had three touchdown receptions. Two of them we saw in that Dallas game at Dallas. And then Jordan Cameron, 20 receptions. He was the next in line at tight end, 226 yards, 11.3 yards per catch. He also got in the end zone. You know, after that, I mean, when you look at the position, I think this becomes an area of need probably for the Browns going forward. Alex Smith is the only real blocker they had at the position. That was his skill, so much so that he became a fullback because this team did not have the answer at that position. So he's playing that spot. And in truth, I think maybe somewhere along the line there is room to bring in maybe that more complete guy. They brought, you mentioned Rob Gronkowski from New England, his brother Dan Gronkowski, who had been on this team through camp and then was released, has been re-signed and is presumably going to be aboard for at least the offseason and maybe training camp and see what he can do. But I think that complete guy could be added to the mix here.
Well, you're definitely right, and even if you were set at the tight ends with three or four of them, with the injuries and the way the league goes, you always want to have a couple more than them, especially when two and three of them are getting on the field at the same time. And again, you had mentioned him. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Alex Smith too. Him kind of being the guy who ends up at fullback, H-back, tight end, his effort level, his ability to put his head in there and block, I really respect that type of stuff. Is he the biggest guy that's ever played tight end? No. Is he the strongest guy that's ever played tight end? No. But I really love the way he was probably the best guy on our offense in terms of the skill position guys that you could put in there and lead up on that Mike linebacker on an ISO play or try to kick out a defensive end or kick out that Sam linebacker on a goal line short yardage play where you need a yard or you need a yard and a half to get that first down or get that touchdown. He was the guy that we relied on, and I really respect how he didn't shy away from contact and how he really put his body at risk by giving everything he had to try to do that. But again, that being said, there are some guys now with God-given ability and size and speed and strength that in the game, although I know we love passing, we saw it in the national championship game last night, we're seeing it in these playoff games. The guys who could have the line of scrimmage won defensively with their D-line and front seven and offensively, not just with the five guys up front, but with that tight end, with that fullback, with your tailback, having that air of toughness up front.
Right.
Those are the teams that consistently could play with anybody in the league, play in any game, and they tend to get through the tough games, the playoff games, and it's coming back right now in the league, and I'm really confident, and you could tell passionate about how to be played with that and how you should be playing with it, and I think we're going to see even more of it. That being said, again, Brad Smellie was kind of an H-back, fullback type guy. You know, he's learning how to do it, but there's some guys that maybe we could add to the mix to try to add to that real physical presence that I think really kind of makes a mark for what your team is and who you stand for.
Bernie, tremendous breakdown, as always. We expect from you. Appreciate it, and we will talk soon, my friend.
Sounds great, Vic.
All right, he is Bernie Kozar, the quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got so much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. That's too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Guys, tired of using your ladies' lotion? You need a lotion just for you. New Gold Bond Men's Lotion with skin-strengthening proteins and 8 moisturizers to hydrate your body, hands, and face. This is a lotion made just for you. The new Gold Bond Ultimate Men's Lotion. This stuff really works. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Every day is a snow day at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Seven Springs features 33 pristine slopes and trails, the number one rated parks and pipe on the East Coast, the largest snow tubing park in the region, the best variety of off-mountain activities, and so much more. The Winter Family Memories Package starts at $299 per person. Best of all, kids 11 and under are free. For more information, visit thenumber7springs.com. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, where every day is a snow day.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. You can dial us up and leave a voicemail message if you'd like. We use some of those messages as well. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Mark sends us this via Twitter. He says, "Will you, to the Browns, will you please just hire," I know he's not addressing this to me doing the hiring because I'm not, "just hire Ken Whisenhunt. Don't overthink this." Well, Mark, you do overthink it. You have to think about it and probably overthink it is standard for this process, because it's a thinking process to know that you're getting the right guy. You mentioned Ken Whisenhunt. I like the name. I like what he has done in the NFL. He's a fired coach right now, so the Cardinals, you know, determine, as every team does with every coach, the shelf life for Ken Whisenhunt. And in the course of that life on the shelf, he got his team to a Super Bowl. Did so with Kurt Warner as his quarterback. Some argue that, well, that's why he got there. And what is he without that great quarterback? But, you know, what is Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? What are some of the better coaches in the league? John Fox doing a great job in Denver. Is he still doing that job without Peyton Manning? I mean, the coach and the quarterback's success, that legacy, are one. That's how this works. So I think Ken is a viable candidate. And again, reports say that the Browns had an opportunity to visit with him while Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner were in Arizona last weekend. Would make sense, or last week. But overthink this. Yeah, it's being thought about and thought about again and even then some, because that's what the process is. And I don't think you just say, yeah, get that guy because he's out there. I think you go through everybody and put them all side by side and decide. Lori from Twitter says Nick Saban has no more to prove at the college level. He should go back to the Browns as head coach and make a big NFL impact. Well, I think, Lori, you have a lot of company in folks who feel that way about Nick Saban, particularly after he wins his fourth national championship as a head coach last night, his third in Alabama. And he in a news conference, and if you saw it, I mean, it's all over the internet, the video, if you want to see it, find it. You don't have to look very hard, of his news conference from after the BCS championship. And he stated as clearly, as thoroughly as I've heard him discuss the reasons, laying out the reasons why he is not interested in going back to the NFL, why staying at the collegiate level, staying in Alabama, makes the most sense, why it's more fulfilling, and what he ran into ticking off the issues that coaches in the NFL deal with that he doesn't have to deal with at the collegiate level, and why that is not an attractive job to him at this stage of his career. He tried it once with Miami, and he said the thing that I think was very true, and I heard this, that some stories that were relayed afterward about Nick and his wife, I think, having a conversation with him, saying that, you know, that you will never find the better people than the ones you dealt with when you were with Miami, Wayne Huizenga and the folks there who brought him to Miami from LSU. And he repeated today that in his news conference that was as good a situation, worked for the best people he'd ever worked for, which I think was quite a compliment. And it still didn't work out, you know. And then in a couple of he just found out in a couple of years that he was there, even as great as the people were that hired him and that he enjoyed working for, that the situation didn't compute. And after 2 years, he was gone. And I think that's what's lingering in his mind. And I don't know that it's particular to him looking at the Browns or anywhere else saying these aren't good enough situations. It's the NFL in general. It's the rules of engagement. It's salary cap. It's all the things he went into, finding the quarterback, the drafting of a player. It's not that you get to draft the best player. You get to draft the player that's best in your slot. And he made a point he reiterated that. Okay. We have got more for you. More of your questions and comments, too. We'll get to those as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Oh.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Call Shanklin Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at shanklinheatingandcooling.com.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Hear that?
It's time. Time for the 37th annual Ohio RV Super Show. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, even big diesel pushers. Come see the latest models and floor plans. There's over 600 brand new RVs on display from the area's top RV dealers, all in one convenient location and all at the lowest show prices as dealers go head-to-head for your business. And folks, there's even low show financing at the lowest rates of the year. Plus, backed by popular demand, Brian Brody with his green RVing tips and special survivor seminars, and great entertainment by the hastily assembled Bluegrass Band. The 37th annual Ohio RV Super Show. It's fun for the whole family, and it's still the largest indoor RV show in the country. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Check our website at ohioRVshow.com for complete details. Plus, get weekday discount coupons at your local participating RV dealers, or also on our website at ohioRVshow.com. Then, come for the selection, come for the best. And come for the fun.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina. General practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
It's a Football Tuesday. It's Vic Carucci here with you, hanging out on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we thank you for hanging out with us. Back to your questions and your comments that you submit to the Browns Facebook, Twitter pages. Joe says, I just want Cleveland to find a coach who can turn us into a team that has winning seasons, plural, yep, I like that, that has winning seasons and competes. Joe submitted that via Twitter, by the way. Joe, it's precisely, again, what the people who are in charge of the hiring process have in mind. I mean, just hear me out on this. I mean, I touched upon this a little bit at the top of the show. The targeting of the candidates is important to remember here. The short list that they have had in mind, they didn't come into this thing deciding, say, a week ago Monday. Let's just use that as the point of reference, because that was when we last heard publicly from Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner before they set out to hit the road in the process. But it was underway, what they were looking for and who they were looking for it from, or from whom they were looking. they had all of that going. The wheels were turning prior to when we heard them talk with us about this. It's a thorough, methodical search. And so you go into it with multiple people that you think have the desired qualities that you want, and you remember that quote from Haslam, an individual who is a head coach. That was one thing, and head coach by definition in terms of his makeup, who he is, strong leader, tough in a tough business, smart, very organized, great attention to detail, aggressive, and I like the way he had put that in a bow, saying that's the kind of football team we want to have. This was Jimmy Haslam's comment. And candidly, I think it's the kind of individuals we are, meaning himself and Joe Banner. So I think as long as you're sticking true to that criteria, you are going to find your guy. And Kevin is saying, enough of the coaching carousel already. Pick a coaching staff and stick with them. Let them develop. I second that, third that, fourth and fifth that. You get off this coaching carousel as quickly as you can that this team has been on. It's every two-year garbage, which is what it's been. Hate it. The quicker you get off of that, the quicker you're going to be a consistent contender. And I do think it's safe to say that Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, they're more interested in this team hiring a coaching staff that can remain in place for years to come than you are, Kevin. I'm pretty safe with that one. Yeah. So we'll keep this thing rolling. It's a lot to talk about. We're going to hit Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns, up on that tomorrow. On that tomorrow show, just give you a little preview of that. We want to thank Bernie Kosar. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. I want to thank you for tuning in. We will talk with you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.